live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the third hour. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Going right back into your phone calls, we go first to Joe in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to this stoplight issue, or red light issue, in the stop line, and I'd like to bring up the idea that the stop line might actually be the real problem and that it's placement.
What do you mean?
Mine's not a stopping issue, but about a year ago I found that I had a problem at the stop line, actually being sure the intersection was clear, so I had to roll forward about a foot past the line to make sure it was clear.
Hmm.
And I brought this issue up with some people a year or so ago, and I had a trucker tell me that the stop line is actually that far back so they can have the benefit at the intersection.
So truck drivers can?
Right.
How?
I don't know that for a positive, but that's what the truck driver told me, is we moved you back, so I guess they have the benefit of being able to turn into that intersection. So
sometimes,
you might want to check on that end.
So sometimes when truckers make those like wide rights or whatever, the lefts, that's the reason that people are back so far, so that they can get into the lanes?
True, and I don't know if you find that same, I don't know, in your state, but I know in Florida I've found that, like I say, the stop line just seems like it's a little too far back for the intersection.
It's been
anyway,
a long time.
Just an idea.
I haven't been down in Florida in 3 years, so I don't recall what it was like, but I thank you for the input tonight. Anything else on your mind?
Not a thing. Enjoying the show.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you being out there.
I've certainly been in that instance where generally you're in the left-hand turn lane and the truckers make turning into, heading the opposite direction. So they're turning left from your right-hand side. And it looks like they're going to roll right over the top of you.
Hmm.
So I can see why that would be a good instance. And if you have somebody behind you, it's not like you can back up. So then you've got this real issue as to how did this trucker get turned left through here, so I can kind of see that.
Let's continue. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening. I was thinking back to when you were mentioning about the police being overweight and things. About
yes,
10 years ago, they did a profile of the most overweight police in the whole country. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's police officers were the heaviest and most overweight.
Wow.
And what was interesting, at the same time, the Pittsburgh Police Force had a problem regarding the enforcement of civil rights, so they had a Justice Department consent decree that was sort of forced on the police department in 1997 through about, I think it was 5 years before they were.
What is a consent decree? What is
Well, apparently it meant that the Justice Department had to supervise the police department because they had such a history of violating the law and the civil rights of individuals and things.
Hmm.
So in a sense, it was sort of like the big brother sort of supervising the local police. But there was a restaurant in Oakland near the University of Pittsburgh called the Original Hot Dog Shop. And at the Original Hot Dog Shop, they had some of the very best hot dogs in the world. However, they were very expensive. But all of the Pittsburgh police officers could eat as many hot dogs free as they wanted. So at any time you'd be down there getting, you know, whether it was lunchtime, 9 at night, you know, at the university, going over to get a hot dog, you'd see, you know, always every 5 minutes, lots of police officers going in. But it was the consumer that subsidized that because
sure,
they were like $3-4. They were very good, but they were very expensive. And what was interesting, you know, for years, police officers could get the free hot dogs there. And it really was sort of, if you ever needed a police officer, there was a crime.
Go to the hot dog
stand. It was quicker
to
go to the Original to, you know, get the, but enough said about that.
Great call
Needless
tonight, Frank.
To say, the city police department, at least, since the consent decree is over, I guess things are good. But for a while,
I don't know about that. You don't live there. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Things don't get good with big police departments like that. I mean, if you've got a smaller police department, there's still going to be corruption. There's still going to be bad apples. But at least you know who they are. When you're dealing with, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this program, there's no more than 50 people that work for the entire department. About 30 of them are police officers. The rest are, you know, secretaries and function and that sort of thing, administrators. But in Pittsburgh, you're talking about probably hundreds of officers. You'll see one officer and maybe never see them again your entire life. I mean, there are so many of them. How do you keep tabs on them all? How do you keep them under control? It's got to be awful at that kind of level. It really does. And I don't believe it would have just gotten better. But I think it was interesting. What he brought up was this this thing that you'll see happening a lot with cops is that they get freebies from businesses around town. Now, the business has an interest, right? I mean, the business believes that if they're like a fast food place that's open late, if they have the cops coming by to get food. I remember it used to happen at Taco Bell down in Florida. They would give the cops essentially free food when they would come through the drive-thru. And it makes sense from the business perspective because they've got a cop around and they feel like that's going to keep them safe from any sort of robberies or shenanigans going on with teenagers or whatever. That I understand. But I was shocked when I was talking to some of the police here in Keene, and they told me that they don't accept gratuities.
Absolutely not.
That they go to that he one of the lieutenants and his police chief were out at a McDonald's in Massachusetts, and they had tried to they were just going to get some food, and the McDonald's register person said, oh, you know, it's on the house, and they said they refused to allow that to happen, even though it wasn't even happening in their own town. They refused to allow that guy to give them the free food, and they insisted on paying for it. And I have to say, that's a police policy I can 100% agree with. I think that makes sense. It's a good thing to do. It doesn't play favorites. It keeps the police from getting that, at least in that instance, in that one way, from getting that big head of, well, we're the police and we're better than everyone else. Look, we get free food and look how people treat us. If they're insisting on being treated like other people, I think that helps them keep their egos in check. I think that's a valuable policy. And I don't know how many departments that policy exists. I don't think it's very many.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine.
1-800-259-9231. We go to Alex in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. Hey. So I made the trip to New Hampshire from New Jersey. So this is originally Alex in New Jersey.
Wow. Congratulations. And you've come up here for college. You're a Free State Project member. How was it? Was the trip smooth?
Well, it was very smooth driving, but when the topic of Obama got up and started in the conversation with my mom and dad, it wasn't too good. But we were talking about the guns, and my dad said that while I'm in New Hampshire, I'm not allowed to get a gun, which is kind of saddening, but I guess I'm not allowed to have it on campus anyway, so it's probably not too bad.
Now, for our listeners that don't know, you've been calling the show for a number of years. You've had issues with your parents. They don't really appreciate the pro-liberty viewpoint that you've adopted for yourself. You managed to talk them into sending you to college here in New Hampshire so you could be you're a participant in the Free State Project, which we'll talk about the Free State Project here in a moment. But you finally have made the move up. But one of the things that was happening was it sounded like your dad was going to kind of control some of the things about your life in return for you getting the money for college, which is fine. It's his money, and he can put whatever terms he wants on it. So one of the terms is obviously no guns. Was there some other things that have been laid out there for you to obey?
Well, we were talking about, I specifically said that I like to be independent. I don't want to rely on them for anything. And he asked me what the rush was, why I want to be so independent. And he said, well, is a gun the only reason why you want to be so independent? Like, what else do you want to do that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do with us? And I just kind of blew off that question. I didn't really answer it because, you know. So, I mean, I don't think that there are any other stipulations. I mean, from what I don't think that the university is going to try and call them and tell them anything that I do unless I get arrested. But from what I understand, the police will randomly search students' bags.
Oh, dear.
on party nights, especially.
Well, you can say no to that. You can stay.
Well,
you can
well
say.
I don't know. Well, I'm a big advocate of private property rights, and because of that, I mean, I know the university is sort of like public property, but as a student, I kind of feel the need to obey the rules because I'm voluntarily going here.
I would be very cautious about that, and I think
it's just one thing to say, Alex.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I would say no to that, and unless you very explicitly agreed to on some sort of terms, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're actually going to do a giveaway here at some point this hour. And we haven't decided yet how we're going to do that. So stay tuned for details, because we can do it different ways. We can do it email, we can do phone calls, so we'll let you know. But that's coming up. 800-259-9231 is our call-in number. You can bring up anything. The point of the show is that, and that you can take control of the airwaves, as we like to call it. I want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can find our Facebook page, actually. You can become a fan there at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And I think my Facebook account is, I think they've done something to it, Mark. I was explaining the other night that they gave me a warning because I was sending too many emails too fast. I was pasting emails on there, and they said, "Whoa, you're going too fast. Most of our users don't go this fast, so you need to slow down." And now I can't send emails to people that are sending me friend requests anymore to tell them why I'm not going to accept their friend requests. So don't send me a friend request. Go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page and go to that's facebook.freetalklive.com. You can get in there no problem. If you send me a friend request, I'm probably going to ignore it unless I actually know who you are. So facebook.freetalklive.com, that's the way to get connected with Free Talk Live on Facebook. By the way, we were just talking with Alex, who is now in New Hampshire, has moved up here as part of the Free State Project. He's going to school in New Hampshire. He moved up from New Jersey, which is a good move, by the way. New Jersey, yuck. But he moved up as part of the Free State Project, and I said we'd tell you a little bit more about that. Essentially, it's a movement designed to get as many liberty-minded people all in the same geographic area as possible. Now, that geographic area was chosen as New Hampshire. That was a few years back. The first about 2,500 people voted on that. The first 5,000 members, about 2,500 of them voted. New Hampshire was chosen overwhelmingly. And since then, the move has begun. Hundreds of people have made the move already. Thousands more have pledged to move. And we need more. We need more people here getting active for freedom, because fact is, where you live, it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. I know that where I live down in Florida, down in Sarasota, where I was born and raised, there wasn't much of a liberty movement to speak of, and anything that there was pretty much started by me. So I've moved up here. Mark, you came up here with me. One of our other great activist friends, a couple of other activist friends from down there have moved up here. So some of the best activists in the world, around the country, are moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and it's really starting to get exciting up here. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about the program and get involved. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue taking your phone calls, we go to Scott the Bigot, listening to WKBK. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Ian and Mark. How are you?
Well, super, Scott. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to explain to you how we have a Zionist-occupied government.
Boy, what's new?
It's very
do you ever call about anything else besides hating people?
This has to do with your libertarian movement.
Oh, does it?
You're worried about government infringing on you. And I'm going to explain to you what your greatest threat is.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
First of all, there's eight components. You have the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that has taken over U.S. foreign policy. That's why we were attacked on 9/11.
I don't know if I can make it to number eight.
And this is that's number one, why we were attacked on 9/11 and why we're fighting
Iraq
and Afghanistan.
Let's see. Let's predict, Mark. Are all eight of the components going to be the Jews?
The second component is that you have Goldman Sachs, and you have the Federal Reserve System. Now, I know you've discussed the Federal Reserve System in the past. That was formed by Paul Warburg in 1913, and in later terms,
Scott?
They have control
of
the U.S. currency.
I just can't handle this, man.
So
what, you
want
to go through
two,
any of these things? I already know what you're going to say. Jews are controlling the world. They're evil.
This is what you're defending yourself against, gentlemen.
Scott, I'm not government is too big and too intrusive in all 150 nations or whatever they are, 180 nations around the world. And the Jews aren't everywhere, lurking around every corner in every country. What's your proposal to that? Why is it the government is big and intrusive everywhere?
Government is big and intrusive everywhere because it around the world or just in the United States?
Around the world. I said 180 something nations.
I can't answer that. I could just talk about America.
You're telling me it's the Jews that are making the government big, intrusive, and terrible here
in
America.
I'm telling you that our freedoms are being eroded. And there's certain causes here, what we have a new world order that people aren't aware of in the United States.
Freedoms are being eroded, Scott. There's no doubt about that. And on that much, I will agree with you. But the freedoms are being eroded by people who are individuals, and they are from different ethnic backgrounds.
Some of them are black. Some of them are white.
Some of them are
Jewish, and
right.
Some of them are Mexican.
They're individuals who have a lust and a thirst for control over their fellow man. It does not matter where they come from. They are from all over the place. And you refuse to acknowledge that people are individuals, and you insist on putting people into groups, and that is where your biggest problem comes in. That's the definition of a bigot, is that you're looking at people based on groups, and you refuse to look at them based on their individuality.
There's a conspiracy going on in the United States. And this is the conspiracy. This is what's going on. You've got this, for example, gun laws. Look at gun laws. The government is taking away our guns. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is an associate justice of the Supreme Court. She has been pushing like crazy to get all gun laws taken out of the hands of gun owners. This is a known trick of what Zionist occupied government wants to do. They want to eliminate guns.
Scott, before you go on, I'm wondering, are Jews born genetically evil, or do they grow up being taught evil things?
I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'm going to answer your question. They're born that way. There's a Jewish mind and a Gentile mind.
Okay.
A Gentile will rob a bank. But a Jew will use a ledger and cheat and swindle $1 trillion from
so
the
sick.
Government.
You are
they
so
do
twisted.
White-collar crime.
But, Scott, the Jews genetically are really no different, especially Ashkenazi Jews are really no different than you and I. They're the same.
How do you feel about Hitler, Scott? How do you feel about Hitler?
Hitler wanted to save the Aryan white Christian race from the onslaught of Jewish Bolshevism. And that Bolshevism, or communism, emanated from Jewish control of the Supreme Soviet. Karl Marx was a Jew.
So how do you feel about his approach, you know, putting people in ovens, gas chambers, bullets to the head, killing children?
The so-called Holocaust is nothing more than Jewish propaganda.
Of course, you're a denier.
Into that one,
of
right?
course, you're a denier. Well, I just wanted to make sure that I just wanted to absolutely be positive here.
Can I just say one thing?
So the Holocaust is propaganda. So you're saying that millions of people weren't murdered by the German troops? And
according to the Red Cross documents in World War II, approximately 270,000 Jews were liquidated in World War II.
Liquidated. That's a nice term.
Far from the 6 million.
Liquidated. 200 and I don't care what the numbers are, Scott. It doesn't matter to me what the numbers are. If it's one person that was liquidated, I have a problem. If it's 200,000, if it's 2 million, I have 200,000 problems or 2 million problems. Because that's sick. You're twisted. Would you want to bring that back, Scott? You want to bring back more liquidation?
I'd like to just give you an idea. National Socialism was merely a defense mechanism against international Jewish communism. Do you know how
could
many
Hitler have risen to power if Jews are behind all of the political moves around the world? I mean, that's what you've said before.
The Jews control everything.
Right, you said the Jews control everything. So how did Hitler get to power in the first place? He must have some Jewish masters behind the scenes, right? Right, Scott? Take it easy. 800-259-9231. Actually, I guess I'd rather you take it hard. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in this, the Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We have a broadband version, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your calls about anything. Bob is listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. Bob,
hey.
Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, thank you. God bless. Hey, I'd like to talk to the Scots and out there in the world.
Please.
I'm Bob, two-tour Vietnam veteran. You know, when I came home a long, long time ago, I had resentments and anger towards Vietnamese, Cambodians, and Laotians, okay?
I'll bet.
And I had to deal with that. You know, I want to make a suggestion to the Scots out there. You've got a hold, stranglehold on resentments, anger, and rage. Okay, Scott? And I want you to get on a spiritual journey, okay? Instead of sucking up all the news and all the information and being overloaded, information fatigue, and just going into a fit of rage, okay? And directing it towards Jews or Christians or Muslims or
Hindus. Take your pick. Yeah.
Or whatever, black or white. I'm a Scottish guy, okay? And instead of directing that anger and rage and resentments against individuals, whether they're Mexican or German or Polish or Swedish, or whether they're Hindus or what, get a handle on that rage and get on a spiritual journey.
How did you get there? I mean, you say that you came back. Obviously, you'd been subject to all the propaganda, the name-calling, gooks, this and that. How did you end up getting on your, I presume, spiritual journey?
Well, I got out there and I started drinking and bartending, okay, and partying with the rest of the hippies, okay? And I didn't get on a spiritual journey because I was brought up a Catholic, and I resented the Catholic Church, and I hated the government when I came back for a number of reasons you don't have time to get into, and I want to keep this concise and short. So, you know, I went out there and did my own thing, got into restaurant management and a number of other occupations, truck driver. You know, I listened to the guy talking about the short line. That's keep a truck driver from running over your wife and kid when he comes around the corner and eating him up with his back wheels on that 18-wheeler, okay? Back to the driving episode down in Florida and where the stop lines are. But I want to talk to the fellas out there, the Scots, because, you know, I'm an older man in my 60s, you know, and what's important in your life, Scott, is self-control, prudence, okay, and a little fortitude and prudence, and sit back and get on a spiritual journey. Now, I'm a born-again Christian. Get your head into the Word of God, the New and Everlasting Testament. You draw closer to God and Jesus Christ, you will get on a spiritual journey that will take you and reveal to you truths that you need to hold on to in life. So you don't lose your life and your spiritualness.
Whatever it takes, you know, it's a Jesus thing or not.
That's my recommendation.
I consider myself on a spiritual journey, and I'm no longer a Christian. I moved from being a Christian to an atheist to now a pantheist today. But I think you're right. I think that he's just lost in a world of hate, and everything that he sees, you know, it's this. There's this mental process. Is it cognitive dissonance? I think I might be forgetting here, Mark, where you're shutting out all of the other evidence that could prove you wrong, basically.
That's confirmation bias.
Confirmation bias. Yeah. Thank you. I sometimes confuse the two. And I thank you for the call tonight, Bob. Right. Appreciate hearing from you. Confirmation bias. So you're seeing all these things that confirm your sick, twisted worldview, and you're ignoring everything else. You know, I just saw...
Well, people do that whether they have a sick, twisted worldview or just a regular worldview.
That's true.
Everybody's doing it.
I was just watching recently for the second time American History X. Have you seen this movie, Mark?
You know, I don't think so.
It's a fine film. Highly recommend it. It's got Edward Norton in it, and it's about... it's also got the kid from Terminator 2, Edward Furlong, and it's got it's about these skinheads. And I think it's out in California. This gang of skinheads. One of them gets robbed by a couple of black guys, and of course he's a skinhead, so he hates black people and hates Jews too. And he comes out and he shoots these two guys that are stealing something out of his truck. And of course there had been conflicts between their gangs before in the past, and so he kills these guys, and he goes to jail. And in jail he ends up having to fold laundry. I don't know if I should give away, you know. If you haven't seen American History X, you don't want to hear an important portion, you know, tune out. But he's folding laundry with a black guy, so he's been assigned to one of those, you know, jail jobs. And in the you know, initial stages, he certainly doesn't want to be there doing that with this guy because he's a racist. But over time, the barriers begin breaking down, and he discovers that they have a whole lot more in common than he ever might have imagined. You know, they're both big sports fans, and you know, there's one scene where he starts to laugh. You know, the black guy says something funny, and Edward Norton starts laughing, and that's like the moment where you can see that things have really started to change for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's had that personal experience with one of the people that he's been trained to hate. He's been told all of his life that, oh, black people are bad because of this and that and this and that, or Jewish people are bad because of this and that and this and that. And he's been so used to painting people with the same broad brush and putting them into those groups that all of a sudden he's finally had an experience with one of them that proved to him that he has been wrong this entire time, that it wasn't right for him to be putting people in groups in that way. And when he gets out, he's, you know, basically a changed man. And then there's the rest of the movie, and it's got a shocking ending, which I certainly won't reveal for you. But definitely go and take a look at that film if you haven't seen it. It's a real powerful movie, American History X.
You know, it's just such a simple way of living life to say, I know that those people are bad because of the amount of melanin in their skin or where it is that they came from or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, for God's sakes, really? You think it's that easy to figure out why people are bad? Really?
And have you ever met any black people? Have you ever met any Jewish people? If you're one of those folks that hates those groups, or have you ever met any Chinese people? I mean, do you have any real experience, or are you just going on what daddy told you? Because daddy told you that, you know, the Jews were bad or whatever. I mean, I wonder how many of these people have actually had experience, a significant level of experience with the types of people that they hate.
I don't know. And, you know, it seems to me so wrong to just lump people together and say, you know, make some kind of statement about that group of people. Oh, black people are lazy, or, you know, Mexican people are dirty, or whatever the terminology is. It's just not, you know, it's a generalization. Here's the only generalization you can count on. Generalizations are always false.
And the people are different. Let's go to your calls about what you want. Michael is listening to WXNT in Indy. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. Yeah, I was calling in response to, like, Scott the Bacon. I was listening to him over the past few days and going on and making up about all this crap about the Jews and crap. Yeah, I'm sure you mentioned, like, the protocols of learned over Zion quite a bit.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
He did mention that, yeah.
Did you know it was actually plagiarized from a satire of Napoleon III?
Yeah, I've heard that it was, in fact, a falsified document. But I,
I've got the article on Wikipedia right now.
Right, understood. But trying to explain that to somebody on the radio and then convert them I figured that wasn't the way to go with it. Plus, I didn't know the facts.
Scott is not going to be converted. Scott is Scott's really nothing more than a foil.
All you use Scott for, as a foil to show other people how foolish you look by saying black people or Jewish people or whomever is bad and
or
terrible.
Women are bad or whatever. Brown-haired people are bad, whatever. That's all Scott is good for. And I wish there was a chance to turn somebody like that around. I don't know what it would take. I mean, it would take some sort of personal, eye-opening experience, like what happened to Edward Norton in the film American History X. It would take some sort of personal experience that he was subjected to that would just shock him to his core. And there's nothing we could say that would bring Scott around.
You know, and I think that some of the racism out there is like integrated into society to the point where it's okay. I was in Sarasota, Florida, going to a movie with my best friend who happens to be somewhat blackish. And
tell the rest of the story in a moment, Michael. Any other thoughts for us?
No.
Glad you're out there. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call tonight. One more segment remains. We'll do our best to get you on if you make the call right now. Mark it. Tell that story when we come back.
Okay.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition. Bring up whatever you want.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. We will jump right back into the calls here in a moment, and we'll do a giveaway here sometime within this segment before the show is over. But, Mark, you had a story you wanted to tell, so I want to make sure you get that out quickly before we continue.
Just very briefly. I was just saying that, you know, it seems like racism is sort of caught up in the culture so deeply that in some areas it's accepted. I was out with a friend of mine who, you know, is partially black, and he was addressed by a man that was certainly much darker than him, and in the fashion of using, you know, my N. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You heard this terminology?
Yes.
And it was sort of a camaraderie thing that the guy was doing, and my friend didn't say anything about it, and it didn't seem like my place to jump in and say, hey, please don't call my friend an N, although that's what I really wanted to do. And I admittedly had a hotter temper when I was younger than I do now. So I just talked to my friend about it later, and he's like, eh, whatever. And he's never really had any issues about race at all. He's very good about it. But why do that? If you don't want somebody to call you that, don't call somebody else that, you know?
Makes sense to me. Let's continue with your phone calls and go to Dave, listening to WFTL in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, you know, I turned in for the first time tonight, driving around, and thought the show was pretty interesting, and prompted me to call because I heard a police officer call in before regarding the red light cameras and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
He sounded like, you know, somebody that really had it together, you know. You know, I was former military as well. And, you know, he kind of hit home a little bit as far as, you know, not being really somebody that, you know, could really make a career out of law enforcement just because, you know, it's kind of, just kind of like in the military, there's too many politics and, you know, a bunch of guys that, I don't know, probably should have picked a different career path. But it's caused me to call in regarding one of the agencies down here in South Florida who has been under investigation for step abuse.
Has been under investigation for what?
For steroids.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it was brought to light that about 16 of these officers were recently under investigation, and it was apparently sitting in just kind of dormant until apparently a sergeant who was about to be transferred kind of started making some waves about it, and I guess the state attorney or what have you decided to pick up the investigation, and long story short, they're basically saying that it's okay for these officers to use steroids because they were prescribed by a physician.
And really?
So, exactly, yeah. And so, you know, I just think it's...
What happened to the sergeant, by the way? The one that was the whistleblower?
Honestly, you know what? I can't tell you.
Because that guy has got some cojones to go up against 16 roid-raging cops and, essentially out them to the uppers, to the public, and let it be known what's going on. That's a risky situation. And you heard that guy that was on earlier, Jim, the cop, really nice guy, seemed like a straight-edge good cop. He said he didn't even want to talk about how he didn't agree with the red light cameras because he was so intimidated by what the administrators might do to him. So it's a real rare cop that will actually take the step of informing on his fellow officers, because once you do that, you are on the outs. I mean, they will do everything to get back at you.
There's no evidence that roid rage exists that has not been studied medically.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, certainly anecdotal evidence that roid rage exists. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story and appreciate hearing from you. Coming up, you're going to need this number, so jot it down, 603-435-1105, 603-435-1105, and we're going to give you a tote sack. I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then we'll give it to you. Not going to give it to you right now, but coming up here within the next few minutes. But have you ever wished you didn't have to, you know, push the shopping cart all the way back to the store? Or worse, when you have to make so many trips to get your groceries out of the back of the car into the house? Totasack is your solution. TOTASAK.com. It's basically a handle made of 100% recycled material, and I've been using it here at the house when we've gone shopping. It's a brilliant handle that allows you to put multiple grocery bags or whatever else will fit on the handle on this handle, and then easily carry more bags than you would have otherwise have been able to carry by looping all the bags over your hand. It's such a simple tool and so brilliant at the same time, and we're going to give you a two-pack of the Totasack so you can give it a try for yourself. We're going to do it here in a few minutes, but I want to give you the number first. It's 603-435-1105. And we'll tell you what caller you'll be here in a moment. But TOTASAK.com to learn more about it. Totasack can carry more than you can, a lot more. We continue with your phone calls. Dale is in Tallahassee listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Dale. You're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings. Good evening, Free Talk.
Hey, Dale. What's on your mind tonight?
Again, one of your hosts, I don't know his name, but he said he's not, I guess, Christian or religious. But I have, in my journeys, I'm 53, and I'm dealing with paralysis from my waist down.
Mm-hmm.
But in my journeys, the five pentacle religions, be it Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, have some pieces of the puzzle that true seeker of, I guess, higher states of consciousness or higher knowledge will be led to those, especially those five, again, pentacle religions.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's good information within all of those religions, and I think there's also some bad info as well, and I think you're right about that. And if I gave the impression that I wasn't religious, that may not be correct. I'm not organized religious in that I don't belong to a church overtly necessarily, but I do consider myself a pantheist, which... That is essentially a religious viewpoint. So technically, I suppose I am religious these days.
I'm a Quaker, and I go to meeting pretty much every week.
Okay, well, what I really want to put forth to your listeners, in the Holy, I guess, Judeo-Christian Bible, it does mention dark energy in the form of this person that had, they say had no mother, no father, no beginning, no ending. It's, they mispronunciate the word Melchizedek, but it's really Melchi. Zedek, and Mel is short for melanic, which means black, very dark, and Chi is spirit, a life force. From darkness came light, and then when you break down light into the seven colors of the rainbow, which corresponds with seven so-called energy vortexes of the body called chakras, chakra points, it's all about learning how to master raise your electromagnetic vibratory rate to the point where your consciousness and your so-called spirit energy or your life force will be greatly expanded.
Wow, you sound a lot more advanced than me. I don't know much about all that. I'm still trying to get the whole basics of meditation down, but I certainly appreciate that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just thank you for the program and this very nice program. I thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Dale, for taking the time to call in. I always appreciate hearing from anybody that has something to say. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Do you know much about the chakras and all that, Mark? Is that that's not a Quaker thing, right?
No, it's not. That's
New Age, right? Is that New Age?
I'm sure it's taken from one of these Hindu kind of religions. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've met people that really, really think it's great, and it all seems very fine to me. Most of the religions I've dabbled in have all, been great. As far as I'm concerned, as long as you don't hate people, you don't advocate, forcing your religion down people's throat, I think whatever you got to do is fine there.
So the Totosac, we're going to go ahead and do this giveaway. What do you think, Mark? 10th caller, keep it simple?
It seems like too many to me, but okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
10, 603-435-1105. We will take your calls. We'll take the 10th caller. We're going to give you a two-pack of the Totosac, TOTASAK.com. If you don't win, go ahead and order yourself a pair. You won't regret it. It'll make it real easy for you to bring groceries into your house, and who knows what else you can fit on that thing. You said that people use it in the dairy farms as, carry milk pails or something like that?
Well, those 5-gallon buckets, you know how the little handle will always break off on those things?
Mm-hmm.
You can put actually two of them on one of these if you so chose to do, but you can carry them that way, and it makes it a heck of a lot easier.
I am
don't dig into your hand that way.
Satisfied Totosac user. Hey, it's been Free Talk Live. Benny and Mark, we'll be back Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Wishing you a happy, safe, and fun rest of your weekend. 10th caller at 603-435-1105 wins the Totosac 2-pack.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.